The Honolulu City Council will consider two bills on Monday that, if passed, would significantly curtail the short-term rental industry on Oahu. It's been more than a year since city officials first began the process of writing new rules governing vacation rentals. Hours-long, often heated public hearings have been the norm. At a May meeting, the council appeared poised to pass restrictions, but vacation rental supporters turned out in force and council members blinked. They returned the bills for revisions. But now the bills are back, and if either of the proposals becomes law, it would represent a significant restriction of short-term rentals on Oahu. Both proposals would hold booking companies like Airbnb and VRBO liable for listing properties not permitted with the city, a clause called platform liability.
Platforms are prohibited from facilitating and completing booking transactions for unpermitted units.
Isaiah Feldman-Schwartz is a legal analyst for the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice, which supports the bills.
There's a requirement in the bills that permitted units post their registration number on the advertisements, and you can check the advertisements as you scroll through them against the list of permitted units.
That would give city officials a path to remove illegal rentals from listing sites without deploying an army of building inspectors. Notably, that only applies to companies that take a cut of the profit, so Craigslist would not be covered. Both proposals would require booking platforms to submit regular reports detailing which properties are being rented. Expedia Group, which owns the booking sites HomeAway and VRBO, says it's willing to comply with those requirements if the city meets it halfway. Philip Minardi is the company's director of policy communications.
As long as we're living in a world where the vacation rental industry continues to operate on the island, we're willing to remove listings that do not display a permit number when the city brings them to us.
For Expedia, that means allowing a limited number of whole home rentals to continue operating legally throughout Oahu. Under the bills being heard today, those types of rentals would still be allowed in resort areas like Waikiki, but nowhere else. One of the two proposals would allow about 1,700 owner-occupants to rent out individual rooms within their homes. The other would not permit it at all. An alternative plan put forward by Expedia Group would allow entire properties to be rented out, but would cap the number in each neighborhood based on the availability of housing and the economic importance of short-term rentals to that community. The company is seeking to delay today's vote to give the council time to consider its plan. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.